You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Robe.
That's right, it's the swallow.
I need to put my house robe on.
It's cold down here. Cause the swallows are here.
Nothing soft.
Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here.
Yeah, we haven't had the heater on in the house in a few days, huh?
No. Swallows are here. That's good. That's good.
That's impressive because we're awesome.
Yeah. Well,
we don't need no heat.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you do because you're a wuss.
I need heat all the time.
The heat is on. Remember that song from Miami Vice? I believe that was a Miami Vice tune. It's one of the old Miami Vice songs. Well, it's Tuesday. We're here. Yesterday was an incredible day of learning.
Oh, it was so fun. We had so much fun.
Exposure to culture. I gorged on Russian food and I overate Russian candy.
Yeah. It was so good.
I couldn't stop.
I know. It was so good.
I don't know what to do with that compote in there.
I ate some this morning in my cottage cheese.
You did?
Yeah.
Ooh, he said to put it in tea.
Yeah.
So I might try that in some green tea, maybe.
Oh, sure.
Like a little scoop of it in some green tea to make it like a cherry green tea.
You should try that at home before you
banged on sugar.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got a lot of sugar.
You can crunch it. It's so good.
I think they make sugar granules bigger in Russia.
I know. That's how you like it.
Ah. Well, you are listening to the Everything Swallow podcast. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday evening. You were catching up on the podcast today. Thank you very much. There was a podcast on Friday, but it has not been posted yet to Podbean. I need to clean it up. I need to put it up. It was our friends. They came over and... I need to just... we did 3 hours.
I know.
And we played a bunch of games, and we talked about thousands of things.
Yeah.
So I will try and whittle it down to an hour.
Right.
I'll try.
Yeah.
I know that we had some very adult...
Conversations. Especially towards the end.
Yeah, and so I might... I don't remember them super clearly. So I might listen to it and then run it by them before I go.
Absolutely. Hello, everybody else
Good
joining
evening.
Us.
Good evening. We really appreciate everyone being in the room.
Yeah. What?
Share it for us.
I
if you're
did.
Oh. No. If you're long and adult can be entertaining.
That's true.
Ooh, that is true.
That's true.
I've never heard that, but my friends tell me that sometimes they are. Hi there, Sierra.
That was funny.
You know,
was good.
I'm afraid that the coronavirus is going to really affect
everything.
Casual sex.
Oh, well, nah, just for a month or so.
Yeah, because it's just a new kind of flu, right?
Yeah.
I mean, basically.
Yeah.
Remember when we had a new kind of flu, like H1N1 or something?
I'm telling you, you know my theory on this.
What?
They do this because they're doing something else in the government that they don't want us to pay attention to.
I totally believe it's smoke and mirror stuff as well. Yeah, that's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to a conspiracy today, and they were talking about something very interesting about the coronavirus is, you know, we never see any video from China.
Right.
They don't release and leak a lot of their... culture, what they're doing, or their news and stuff like that. But as soon as this coronavirus started getting big, they released all kinds of videos of people like in masks and dying.
But they've been in masks over there for a long time.
Well, that was, I think, a pollution issue. And now because of this, so it kind of came out of China like a ball of fire.
Right.
Which is very rare for anything to come out of China like that. So I have no idea. I'm not an expert. I never went, I'm not a political science major. 2510, anybody in this room that's got any suggestions?
Yeah, anybody.
They think I'm totally off base, but it just seems
strange.
very strange to me. It's the flu.
Yeah.
I mean,
a different strain of the flu for sure, but absolutely.
But we have different strains of the flu that pop up every few years, and they say a vaccine won't be available until next summer.
Right.
And so it's like, okay, a bunch of people get it, and then next summer there's a vaccine for it.
And a bunch of people don't take that vaccine.
And then millions of people die every year from the common flu.
Right.
But yet, here we are freaking out about this new flu. And, you know, I don't even think 1,000 people have died. I don't know the numbers. I should look it up, but I could find the Corona map and it would tell me.
The Corona map.
Corona map.
That tells you where it's all spread to, where it's all at.
Yeah. You can find that on KDVR.com.
Wow. I like it. It threw me off for a minute.
Yeah, a little
plug. Your new affiliate.
That's right. Governor Polis. So while we're talking about coronavirus, I mean, our governor has now declared it a state of emergency here in our state of Colorado because we have 15 presumptive cases.
Right.
That doesn't mean we actually have 15 confirmed. Right. It's just like, hey, you sneezed, Mo.
Right.
You get in quarantine.
Well, I think we just found out this morning that two of them were nothing.
Right. They were just the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's going to be the case for a lot of them.
Yeah.
So because of that, what have they done? They have canceled the St. Patrick's Day parade, which is a bummer.
We're not going.
Well, I'm not going, but it's a bummer for all those people who do go.
Yeah, for who paid for their parade float.
I just don't understand it. I just feel
seems
like
seems strange.
It's unnecessary.
But it is, I guess, better to be safe than sorry.
I agree, but
because I wouldn't want to go down there in case this is a real thing. You don't want to get it.
But you're going to get the flu either way. I mean,
yeah,
reality is
you don't
you're going
to go inundate yourself in a giant cesspool of gross, drunk people. Now, this is a different event. This is, you know, the St. Patrick's Day event is a different event.
I agree.
Because everyone is so drunk down there. They're just hanging on each other. You don't, you know, strangers making out with people, throwing up. They throw up on the fucking street.
They do.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I get it.
But that's no different than any other year. And how many of those people are down there with the regular flu that's killing millions of people every year?
Oh, good. Dina Jo said she heard from the race director. Ours is still going on.
All right. I was worried about that. So
yeah, he just emailed her today, too.
Crazy Mofo's in the room. Sean D is in the room. And a bunch of other folks have joined us. We thank you so much, Twin and Linda, if you're still here. Yes, the Shamrock Stampede is still going to happen in Castle Rock, the 21st of March.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
It's going to be freaking sweet.
It's not this weekend. It's the next.
That's right. It's not this weekend. It is the next. And you can still register and use our discount code, SHAMROCKRUN.
Yep.
And you get a discount on registration and then join our team, Everything Swallow.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now people are asking what wave we're going in, Dina. I know you've seen that probably on Facebook. What I have said is we are going in the slowest wave that does not include strollers or dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just the wave that I chose because I don't have a stroller or a dog. Yeah. So that's the slowest wave. The Arizona Donkey Drums is in. I don't know if that said donkey. It probably didn't say donkey drums. It said Dunska drums. I don't know, but I believe it's Arizona. I'm sorry. Sorry, Dunsk. And so I get it, but the coronavirus is no scarier than the common flu right now because they say, oh, we don't have a vaccine. Once we have a vaccine, then we'll feel better about it. But nobody's going to get the vaccine. I'm not going to get the vaccine. I've never had a flu vaccine.
Right.
I get the fucking flu, and then I go on with my life,
right,
and I'm fine.
Right.
You know what I mean? I take emergencies.
But you
take
don't
medicine.
Always get it. Right. Like,
It's been years since I've had the flu.
Thank you, Jesus. Knock on wood.
I wash my hands. Mm-hmm. I protect myself. I try not to touch my face.
You do all the stuff.
One Clorox wipe every morning to keep me clean.
On the inside.
That's what I say at work. Everybody eat their Clorox wipe this morning. That might be my new thing. The Clorox wipe coronavirus challenge.
Ew.
Eat a Clorox wipe a day and see if you get the coronavirus.
Gross.
You won't. You'll be clean on the inside.
That's gross.
People are eating Tide Pods. What's the difference? Clorox wipe.
Yeah, right.
Wash your hands. Cover your cough.
Yep.
Don't be touching people. Now that's the new handshake thing, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Don't handshake.
Don't handshake. Elbow bump.
I've been doing the elbow.
Tap your feet.
Even the fist bump, we can drop that out. We don't need to do that.
Simple.
Kick each other in the shins. Maybe a hip. Let's do the hip.
You know what? If you see someone cough or sneeze in front of you, just take a minute. Go around that big sneeze that just blew in the air.
Back up.
You know, a sneeze can last in the air for like 3 minutes.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
All that spittle
just
kind of floats there?
Floats in the air, yep. And that's how it spreads. Well, that's how things spread.
You walk through it with your mouth open.
No.
I got corona.
No, not really. You're going to walk through it. But if you're talking and you walk through it, I mean, your mouth will be open.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, you know, we have to open our mouths.
Yeah.
So we just got to do it.
Yours is never shut.
It never is. But yet, here I sit. What happens, you know, like if you get coronavirus and you're in a situation where you don't have health insurance? You know, I know Trump was going to try and do something, but really, what can they do? I've seen some companies are saying, like Olive Garden are saying, they're going to give sick leave to people that are off, whether they have it or not, or if they have insurance benefits, because they don't want to lose their employees and they don't want people coming into work sick. It just seems like in 6 or 8 weeks, we're not even going to be talking about this anymore.
Right.
It's going to be all, did you see the hangnail?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, a few weeks ago.
That's what happened to all the other ones.
A few weeks ago, we were all wound up about Meghan Merkel and frickin' Harry leaving the damn royal family.
Right.
And now we don't even care. Now we don't even care if they get coronavirus. In Canada.
Right.
I wonder if Canada's got coronavirus. Probably too cold.
I don't know.
You want to look at my list of things?
Yeah, well, yeah, you could probably move on from this.
Well, I'm not done.
Oh, well, then move to the next thing.
We went to the grocery store yesterday, folks, and there was no toilet paper.
That's so crazy.
Now, it didn't occur to me to buy a bunch of toilet paper because of the corona issue, and so we just naturally ran out. Yesterday.
Yep.
And then once we naturally went to the cupboard and opened it up and said, oh crap. Oh shit. That's what I said. There's nothing in the cupboard, Mutter Hubbard.
Yeah.
So we go to the store because we think this is just a big ruse.
Yeah.
Joking. How can we be running out of toilet paper? Sure as shit.
No toilet paper.
Two stores we went to, no toilet paper. So we need some people to send us some toilet paper. If you would. Just carrier
just,
pigeon.
Just a roll.
Just carrier pigeon or, TP our house.
No, don't do that.
There's none in Parker. And so Dina Jo is just also casually, naturally running out.
Yeah.
I just see the meme earlier today. It was a toilet paper roll with a sock rolled around it.
Yeah.
And it said, take a sock, leave a sock.
Gross.
That's what it's coming to.
That's gross.
You know, what did people do before it? We need I think I have a phone book. We could sell phone book pages.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Soft.
I remember when the big thing was the Sears catalog. I remember my grandparents talking about having to use the Sears. They loved the Sears catalog when it came.
What did he say there?
He says, Minnesota is hardly people, tons of toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Road trip, Minnesota.
Right. What's happening in Minnesota?
They're not sick.
Yeah, right.
Where's, get the map. The corona map. It's not there. You know what I think it is?
It's because it's here. Because we've supposedly almost had a case in Colorado.
Almost 15. I think it's because we're an international hub now.
Oh, yeah, with the airport.
Yeah, because DIA has become an international hub.
You know what the thing was? Listen, like a week and a half ago, it was...
They're just not scared in Minnesota.
Measles.
The measles, exactly.
Freaking A Basin or Keystone or some shit.
Yep, aggressive measles at the ski.
Yeah, and now that's gone.
Oh, no, measles are fine. That's this weird new flu.
Measles are fine.
How many people does the measles kill a year? Okay, anyway, send some toilet paper. No St. Patrick's Day parade, a new handshake. Did you know I looked up how many countries actually shake hands? Because I thought...
How many?
Almost all of them.
Wow.
You know, it's very common. And it's if it's not a handshake, it's some sort of a touching.
Something.
An
acknowledgement.
Right. Some countries, they grab each other's wrists.
Huh.
I don't know what they do. You. And then other, in Thailand, they like touch palms together at heart height.
Huh.
So you're still touching palms. You know, in France, they're very soft handshake with like
right.
That.
Well, yeah, and then you're
and
kissing someone.
Even in Russia, they handshake, and then the men kiss the women's hands right there. A bitch just gave you coronavirus. And then so So I guess it is a really... In China, they bow, though, and that's where it started. They weren't even touching each other.
See, 3 confirmed cases in Minnesota, and nobody cares.
And nobody cares.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's the Californians.
It's well, we have a lot of the Californians here.
I know.
Our kid's in California.
I know.
Yeah. But she's good. She washes her hands.
Yeah, she's pretty good about it. Yeah, she's pretty good about it. But she's smart as well. And so she knows. And she teaches children. So it's like, okay, hello.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay
absolutely.
Clean.
Stay clean.
That's crazy.
Keep yourself clean.
I was looking. Now, I have the one other story that hit the news today that has gone national, which is embarrassing.
What is it?
And that is the pot candies at the middle school.
What happened?
So basically, some little rapscallion, little fella. I'm assuming it was a boy. Could have been a girl.
Could be.
Someone brought some pot-infused candies.
Mm, they're not passed them out.
They're not saying that they're gummies. Or they say candies, so it makes me think they're either gummies or the gumdrops or I don't know, whatever else they come in, candy style, and passed them out. And like 11 people got, like, kids got seriously affected and had to go to the hospital, had to be treated on scene. 2 of them were sent home with their parents. I'm sure they're real happy when they got home with that kid. Yeah. Can you please take me to the hospital? No, don't take me home. I'm too high to go home. I gotta go to the hospital. So I don't know if they found the kid who did it, but what it is it's just showing, it's just this bright ass light nationally on the blatantness of the way Colorado is handling our weed.
I don't know.
I don't think?
You know, sure. But I also feel like kids are kids, man. They take shit to school. They sneak shit to school all the time.
It's true.
We snuck stuff to school all the time.
I know I did.
Stuff you weren't supposed to. Being a girl, you snuck makeup or clothes that you weren't supposed to wear.
Oh, I've heard about you girls.
You know what I mean?
And you so, change clothes into your slutty outfit.
That's
at
right, baby.
Get back into your sweats or whatever. After?
Yes.
Huh.
You know, and so it's like kids have always taken things to school. Kids are taking acid in school.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Give me a freaking break. All people talk about is the weed. We know kids, high school kids, and they're like, well, I could get you some acid. You want some acid? It's like, what in the hell?
I understand that. I just don't feel like that's hitting the national news that kids were taking acid in school.
No, because it's
hitting it that Colorado is all sloppy
legal.
With our weed.
Yeah.
And we're giving it to kids.
Right.
It hurts the
but you know what the crazy
momentum
thing
of
the parents
movement.
Might allow that kid to have it.
No, parents gonna give a kid that much.
Yes, they would. They're doing it all over the place.
How many?
Some freaking kids, like teenagers, have their own med card.
Well, I understand
and
that.
So, yeah, anyone can get
but
it.
They're
getting it from everyone, too.
Yeah, that's right. There wouldn't be a song smoking in the boys' room.
That's right.
If it wasn't true and happened.
Right.
So I get it. Gummies in the boys' room. Ow! I'm eating gummies in the boys' room. Watch out, teacher. I'm high as fuck. Me
it's the dumb
and
kid
really
who gave
hate.
Them to the kids who couldn't handle them.
Gum
what
is in the bathroom with
just give that
Chuck.
Shit to your friends.
Yeah, you got to give. You can't
pull
just hand
someone
that.
New
well, maybe it was a joke.
Circle.
Maybe it was like
well,
a joke.
That's not funny.
Because some people are that way too. Ha ha ha! Watch this. I'm gonna just give these candies to these other kids. They won't know their pot.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you got kids running around.
Right.
Because they don't know how to react.
I wonder if they just a couple of them ate all of them. You know what I mean?
Well, there was 11. People that were affected, 11 kids affected by it. So how many come in a container, in a gummy container? Like 10, 20 maybe, depending on whatever. And so Orbit Spaceman, there you go, smoking cigarettes in the bathroom. That's just what it is now. So this is the modern
equivalent,
day.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just hurts the momentum of the movement to
well,
get a national law
though?
In place.
Does it?
Well, yeah, I think it does. I would much rather have my kids eating weed cookies than smoking cigarettes. I agree. Smoking cigarettes is really, really bad.
Yeah, and it's so hard to quit.
And it is hard to quit. But it also is hard to quit smoking weed when you become a pothead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know people that just live on gummies.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and I'm not a gummy fan. I mean, I eat them when people give them to us for free. But I don't purchase them.
Right. go out and get your gummy on.
Get my gummy on.
No, you're
back in the day.
Guy.
Remember, it was all you'd buy a half ounce of weed and grind it up and put it into the brownie mix.
Gross.
And then you would, you know, take it to parties or whatever and be like, yeah, I made some weed brownies. And people would bite it and be like, nah, these are made out of grass.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, Mexican dirt grass.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it was, you know?
Should add a little more oil. To
well,
those.
I didn't, you know what? I was young. I didn't know. Now we do things differently when you make edibles. You can go buy oil.
Absolutely.
Go to the dispensary and buy that hash oil and infuse your own edibles.
Yep.
That's the whole thing. The things this kid could have brought to the school. Could have been homemade stuff that their parents made and they didn't even know.
I have a bag full in the freezer of cookies.
And we got to mark that shit.
Yep.
You can't just put it away. Especially if you got kids in the house.
When the kids were here, I counted them and wrote the number on the bag.
Oh, yeah,
so
I remember.
I knew what was in there.
That's right. Well, because you don't want them taking them.
No.
Because it can be dangerous. And once they find the kid who brought the gummies, who has the parents that bought the gummies.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad for those parents.
I bet you that he didn't get it from the parents.
You don't think?
No, man.
It's
the same way that all the kids are buying the vapes out there. Someone has a card, someone has an older brother,
right,
and they buy them, and then that kid brings them to school and sells them to everybody else, makes money off of them. These kids aren't dumb.
Well, didn't we hear about somebody that was renting their vape pen?
I don't know.
He would like for $5 or for like $20,
that's gross.
Take it home, bring it back. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he would get one of those big 200 mils.
I don't
and
know.
And he would rent puffs. All right, give me $4. You can puff on it or whatever.
No,
yeah, I think
don't
so.
Know. That's dumb.
No, I remember hearing that.
Whatever.
That they would lend them out for a small fee.
I don't know.
That's entrepreneuria.
I guess.
Right there.
Right? Something.
She bought her dog treats that have weed in them.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Your dog treats look like Graham Bears.
Yep.
What were those called? Teddy Grahams.
Teddy Grahams, yeah. Yep.
Now, they don't taste like Teddy Grahams.
No.
But because I tasted one.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah. I was real high.
I'm this cookie.
Look at it. It's a teddy. Where's a teddy
Let me have this cookie.
And that little teddy was in there. He's like, hey, son, I'm a teddy Graham. You should eat me. I'm a teddy Graham.
That's so funny.
I'm cinnamony and sweet. And he was not.
It wasn't.
He was just a dog treat. No, I didn't eat one, Dina Joe. When I was a kid, though, I used to eat the beef jerky dog treats. But I love me some beef jerky.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the jerked beef.
Yes, you are.
And so that's it. I like that.
Yes, you are.
What else you want to talk about? You want to talk about homeless people? No, we're doing the Cough Cough Corona Tuesday show. If you'd like to call in and tell us how your cough is doing, we'd love to. The name of this show is Cough Cough Corona Tuesday.
Oh. What are you talking about?
It's supposed to be Coronavirus Tuesday.
Paula said they were good. Well, they're probably just plain. Probably just plain cookies. But... Scooby Snacks.
Oh,
that's funny.
What? Kids just green out. I don't know what that means. I'm guessing that means they just smoke flour now. It made a switch.
I don't think that's all kids. Yeah, I know, but that's just one school. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Vape is huge.
It's huge.
It's huge. I would have never guessed it to be
so
popular. Dina Joe, thank you so much for sharing the show. We appreciate everyone who's come in. Danny, we see you in here. Steph is in the room. Orbit, we got Dina Joe, Lady Crazy, AZ Dunn, Jess Alligator is here as well. Thank you for hanging out with us. Make sure you give us a follow, please, and share the show.
Yeah, share the show.
That's right. People love the show.
Talk
and
to us
they
in the
love
room.
It when you share it. We were just talking coronavirus. You know, it seems like it's a little overhyped for me.
Yeah, we don't.
We're just wondering. I'm trying to get a gauge. Are people even worried about it? Is anyone in this room wearing a mask right now? Are you concerned? Did you stock up? The dude at my work, his wife bought $400 worth of masks.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. And toilet paper. You know what I mean? Hundreds of dollars of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much toilet paper. I didn't even know.
No.
Well, you know what?
No weed mask for Orbit.
Yeah.
You don't need it. He's a spaceman.
Yeah, right?
I got it. I'm not concerned at all.
He's immune.
Now, when we went to that funeral that was all old people,
yeah,
it did go through my head.
Right. I know.
Dina Jo is wearing a Clorox wipe face mask. She rubber bands them on.
That's horrible. Don't do that.
Well, listen, crazy motherfucker says the masks won't work. But if you notice when you saw that footage from CNN this morning when they were unloading all those people off that boat, every one of those mofos had a mask on. So if the masks don't do anything, why is the CDC putting them in masks? Or are they just doing that to create even more fear and hysteria?
Right.
Because, no, if we needed masks, we'd all be wearing masks for the flu, for the freaking common cold, for syphilis, for everything else that you can get just...
Or is it something else that they're not telling us?
Or is it worse? Could it be worse? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to use Shayna's bra as a mask, but I couldn't see.
It covered my whole face.
Yeah, I couldn't drive. I felt safe because I was like, oh, nothing's getting in here. But I didn't make the eye holes big enough.
Right. That's funny.
There have been people at my work that have purchased cases of toilet paper off of Amazon.
Yeah, if you're the sick one, put the mask on.
Sure. Let's mark the sick with masks.
Right. That way we know we can stay away from them.
The ones that are healthy don't need a mask.
Right.
Those masks are made for small particles and only available to health workers. Okay, the ones they are wearing in there.
Yeah.
But why do they need them?
Right.
if you don't need the mask, if it's not an airborne thing, if it's a touch thing, that's what I thought. It had to be contact. Human contact.
I don't know.
It's not an airborne thing.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
I don't want to think about it anymore.
Okay, fine. What do you want to think about?
Not that.
Love.
Yeah.
Love will keep us together.
Not stupid freaking airborne viruses that could possibly be made up.
We have jungle rats?
Yes.
It'll be over soon.
I am over it.
As soon as the election's over, it'll be over. It'll be over soon. Don't worry
they're spending our tax money,
yep.
Or they're doing something shady.
It's bullshit. Let's go back to the impeachment. And I hated that.
Me too.
But it's still costing about the same.
Yeah.
It's costing about the freaking same.
Yeah.
Just go back to that, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I worked really hard today.
Yeah, you worked for like from 12, 4 to 4, 12 hours today.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I was sewing when you called on the phone.
You have to pace yourself.
I did. I did other things. I sent some emails. I have so many models.
So you have too many models.
I have so many models.
You have too many models.
I think on Thursday I have 31 models.
That's one day.
Yeah.
That's too many.
That's a lot.
How long is this damn fashion show going to be?
Well, mine is going to be at least 8 minutes long on Thursday night.
With 30 models, it's going to be longer than 8 minutes.
Nah.
That bitch better be running.
No, it doesn't. It goes quick.
Okay, well.
I think it's funny. The fashion shows I always think of, that's what the cattle shows are like, right?
Right. Yeah, kind of. You're just parading them through.
Too bad they don't get bought up, all those girls and ladies.
You mean your clothes?
Yes,
your clothing doesn't get bought up. All
I
the
should put
clothing.
Price tags on them.
I told you that. Like, what was her name?
I don't know.
Mil Tillis.
I don't know. I got no
Who
names.
Was the lady that kept the price tags on her hat? I know it's old, like old, dating myself. But I'm in my 40s.
What was she on?
She was on like Hee-Haw.
Hee-Haw.
Yeah, she was on Hee-Haw, man. And she freaking always kept Mini Pearl.
Mini Pearl.
See, you could be like the Mini Pearl and put big...
Of fashion shows?
Big, gaudy
no.
price tags. Like fun price tags.
Yeah, something maybe fun, but I don't know. We'll see.
On your dresses. So as they walk, there's this price tag hanging on the back.
Right.
That says...
Everything is for sale.
Everything is for sale. You don't... People think that you just that go to fashion shows just because you like to look at stuff that you want to buy stuff.
I do the shows because I want to sell stuff.
Yeah, they're not up there just because you're like
want to sell how, it, sell it, sell it.
Look how good I sew. It's like look how good I sew. Now buy this stuff.
Right. So absolutely.
Maybe people that go there don't realize it's for sale.
Yeah, maybe.
And you could take a playbook out of Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl.
Hey, can we take a minute and just talk about all of our fabulous friends?
And fans?
Yes.
Oh, fabulous fans and friends. And,
yes.
And their donations?
Yes.
Tell us about them.
They're so great. So we've gotten so many from so many people lately. Yesterday, we just got some from Trina Rhodes. She, I don't know who she is. Maybe she's got a different name when she's in the room. I don't know. But she sent us some adapters and she sent us some headphones. So that was awesome. We also received our gift from Shauna Barron yesterday. And that was awesome because she sent us two sets of headphones and some more foam squares. So that's fabulous. I just think it's really great. Everyone who has sent stuff in, Josie and Steve, Josie has sent stuff in, and they came and just fed us the most wonderful Russian feast yesterday.
Amazing feast.
I mean, that was amazing. And how fun it was to have them over. It is really fun when we have you guys into the studio to do a podcast.
It changes the dynamics, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's just us here.
Yeah. You become, I know, right? Like you're more a part of it.
Well, yeah, you are a part of it, literally. And you come and find out that it's the same as what you're hearing on the podcast.
Right.
We're just literally sitting at this table hanging out.
Yeah, talking. That's what I tell everybody. They're like, I'm nervous. It's like all we're doing, though, is just hanging out, talking.
That's it.
Chit-chatting.
Just chilling.
You know, I mean, it's up to you as to what you disclose.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We're not running around having a naked house party, unless that's the kind of the visit you want to have.
Yeah, right.
You know, everyone gets their own experiences when they come and hang out with us.
And they're always different.
What's up, you're? Thanks for joining. Please share the show. We love having you guys here. We were just thanking all of our amazing fans.
Yes, because, you know, and I'm just going to touch base on everyone else who has also sent things in just to recount. And we thank you. And we have more things on the wish list.
Yes, we do.
So if you want to go to Swallow Nation in Facebook, join the group.
Yep.
And get the wish list link and send something in. And like I said the other day, if I have ever counseled you in some way that I don't even know that I have counseled you.
Right.
Go on the wish list and send us something.
There's a lot of stuff on there that's on different kinds of financial levels. You could buy something expensive. You could buy something, you know, and we're trying. Everything on there is going to go to the podcast to enhance the podcast experience, which is why I'm going to add the bidet attachment.
So you can use that when you come
to. So when people do come to the studio and they get an opportunity to come into the studio, we're going to have the bidet right there at the studio bathroom so people can use it. And then we are going to start doing live broadcasts on locations.
Right.
We've been asked to go to casinos and restaurants and bars. And so we're going to start doing that. But in order to do that, we need to scale down what I've got because I can't take this big soundboard.
Right. Everything that we have with us.
But we still want to be able to have microphones, and so we have a little soundboard on there.
Right.
That would be our on-location soundboard.
Right.
Very cool.
Dina Joe, thank you for being happy for us because you have also contributed. You have sent us square foams, 48 square foams.
It's going to take you forever to sign them.
Yeah, you have to come over and hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys come over, we'll cook dinner, and you'll be signing them all night.
And Crazy said he's ready to come on over for one of those naked hangout parties.
Oh, they're fun.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Also, bidets make really nice drinking fountains.
Ew.
Well, if it's clean.
That's gross.
It don't touch your butt. It just sprays water on your butt.
You only put your face in the toilet for one thing. That's to throw up.
Drink from the bidet.
No. Oh, no. Emily Sheriff, she also sent us headphones. So now we have a full set of brand new headphones, which we used yesterday when Josie and Steve were over here.
And with this new amp from Laisa, who sent us the headphone amplifier.
Yep.
So everyone has that.
I was just getting to Laisa.
Sorry.
That's okay. Because Laisa sent us this beautiful amp that Sean's talking about right now.
Yeah, that's a Behringer.
The Green Eye Dragon also sent us this beautiful amp. So we returned it and are going to replace it with a camera.
That's exactly right. So that we will be able to do YouTube live at the same time that we're broadcasting on Podbean.
Which would be so fun, right?
Because I can run the board right into the camera, so it will have direct sound, audio, and it will be brilliant. It's going to be beautiful.
So let me see. Green Eyed Dragon, Shauna,
Green
Laisa,
Eyed Dragon, Neighbor Dragon.
Emily. Yep, Dina Jo.
Emily Sheriff, she's going to give us an update.
Can't wait to hear from
on
her.
On the scissor sharpening.
Trina Rhodes.
I got to track that down. Trina
Josie.
Rhodes.
Josie.
Yep. Who
so
are
great,
you,
man.
Trina
you
Rhodes.
Guys are so amazing.
We're going to tack all these up.
Yeah, right?
Like,
make a picture.
Yeah, we're going to make a collage.
Picture, like the one I made in the bathroom.
Well, no.
It won't be naked people.
Without the vaginas.
My one in the bathroom is naked people.
Let's talk to Smile.
All right.
See if he's got some coronavirus advice for us.
We'll try it. Hello?
All right, hello. Sometimes this works. Sometimes it just does not work at all.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Hey, Small, are you there? You got headphones on? Is this working? Oh, I heard something. Oh. See, I don't know. Is this me?
Do you have some headphones on?
Yeah. All right.
Gotta have headphones.
It was going so well.
I think that sometimes they don't have headphones.
Oh, I think I heard him right there at the last second, maybe.
Yeah, takes a minute to connect to.
Oh, that could be too. Bandwidth.
Yeah.
Bandwidth is a thing.
Bandwidth.
Send it on back in here. We'll try it again if you'd like. Dina Jo heard whispering. I like you guys. I think you're pretty.
That is funny.
Let's see if that's what he said. If he thinks we're pretty. Do you think we're pretty? Now, I think Dina Jo is just hearing the dog snoring in the background.
I don't know. Wait for it.
Because the dog makes
sometimes
a lot
it takes
of noise.
A minute.
We are not going to stop. This podcast is going to continue to grow, and it's going to grow because of the people like you.
Absolutely.
And the fans.
She heard him. How come we can't hear him?
I don't know.
Maybe you got it.
No.
Huh?
Are you there?
She can hear him.
You can?
Here.
Chop Suey. What's going on, buddy? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what's happening? What's your name?
I'm Ismail. What's your name?
My name is Sean.
I'm Shayna.
This is a fun little threesome we've got going on here. Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. By the way, I'm learning English. I'm beginner.
You're a beginner.
Okay.
Yes, I'm beginner.
Where are you located?
I'm located in Turkey.
Ooh, Turkey. Oh.
Is it nice there?
Of course.
Yes, of course.
You know Izmir?
No, I don't. Never been there.
Really? Oh.
Yes, we are in America.
Yes. In America where?
We're in the center of America, right in Colorado, where no one can get us. Except for coronavirus. Yep, that's we're in the heart of the lots of mountains and marijuana.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Are you a doctor or what do you do there in Turkey?
Actually, at first I used this application.
Uh-huh.
First. It's very good.
Yes,
it is
good.
It's very good. There's a lot of people on here.
Well, will you do us a favor and make sure to tell all your friends how hilarious and funny we are?
Give us a follow.
You're really funny.
I know. Tell everyone you know. Will you do that?
Yes, he will. He'll tell everyone.
All right. Do you guys, I don't know. Do you have the coronavirus there in Turkey?
Actually, I read some news.
Yeah.
But I didn't any news about corona in Turkey.
Ah, so that's very interesting. That's good to know. Well, I'm glad you guys are healthy over there. Be safe, okay? Wash your hands.
What? Yes, I know. What about there?
We've got... Colorado's got 15 semi-non-confirmed suspicious possible cases. So we're freaking out.
Yeah.
We're out of toilet paper. You got any toilet paper over there?
Right. Everyone's out of toilet paper.
Yeah, we're all out of toilet paper over here. So if you could send toilet paper, small, that would be so great.
Okay. Even if it feels like sandpaper, right, it's totally fine.
Oh, yeah. I'll take the scratchy stuff.
Sorry, what's the time there?
It is 5:45 p.m.
P.m.
5, whoa.
18:45.
Here is 2:45 a.m.
What are you doing up so early?
Actually, I was making my homework, and after I was studying English words or sentence for learning English.
Well, you're doing a really good job, buddy.
Oh, thank you. So hard.
I bet it is.
Because we're lazy and we don't use our tongues to talk. That's the part. To learn English, just relax your face and just talk real relaxed.
You are married or?
Yes, we are married to each other.
We are married.
Oh.
Yeah.
So whoop, whoop.
Were you going to ask her out on a date?
I didn't understand.
That's okay. That's what in America we call a bad joke.
Yes.
I have a lot of those.
A bad joke.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to move on, okay?
Okay, of course.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Please keep listening, and please do tell everyone how wonderful we are.
Yeah. Say hi every time you stop by.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're out. Okay, great. Okay, that's fine. So it is amazing to me how hard people work to learn this
English.
Language.
And with people here that don't even speak it.
Well,
I'm talking about like
Americans.
Yeah, Americans.
Barely be knowing how to say stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
That guy, his sentences were great. You know what I mean? He's studying hard. That
yeah,
guy.
He is.
You think
he's
that's
learning.
Really his picture? He kind of looks like that the guy from The Biggest Loser. Remember his name? What was his name? He was the instructor. He was like, "Come on, lift the weights. You're gonna be fat forever."
I don't know.
And then Bob. And then he had a heart attack. He kind of looked like that guy. But he's doing a great job. You're working really hard. Smell.
Absolutely.
And
never
keep it
give up. Never surrender.
Keep it up.
Yes.
And go ahead and start learning the dirty words.
Because you will hear a lot of them on this show.
That's going to help you as you navigate this show.
That's funny.
Oh, he was a really nice guy.
Very nice. That was very good.
Up at 2 in the morning study.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what we have in America, which we didn't talk to him about, was all the homeless people.
Oh, yeah.
Or all the people living in cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that in some places it's illegal to live in your car?
Yeah.
You knew that?
Some states.
You just answered that with such authority. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know state-to-state laws.
Some states.
On car residency.
Don't ask me why or what states. But it's a thing, right?
It is a thing.
What state are you talking about?
Well, specifically, I'm talking about Missouri.
Misery.
Now, it doesn't seem like Missouri's all that great.
No.
I mean, I'm not trying to badmouth Missouri, but then again, I don't work for the tourism board, so I don't care. But you just, like, they're mean. You know, my dad lives there, and their pot laws are just harsh as shit.
They're a little behind, it feels
like. I think they still have some dry counties where there's not even alcohol there.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, it just seems like Missouri is not the place you want to be homeless at all. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have a whole lot of compassion. Well, it turns out in Joplin, Missouri, that's the case. It's against the law to sleep in your car. You can be subject to trespassing, ticketing, and even your car being towed and confiscated. So one car dealer who now owns a car lot, but once lived in his car, now opens up his car lot at night so that families and people can stay in his car lot safely.
Interesting.
So at night, he moves out all the cars and turns on all the lights.
Yeah.
And then they just start showing up at about 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You think they like barbecue and stuff?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know what car living is really like.
Right.
You know, we see some people living in cars around
maybe
us.
Maybe just go and sleep in it, and then that's it.
That's
get up, go to work the next day, stay out of it as much as you possibly
can.
Yeah,
you go somewhere and eat, and then go to work or wherever it is you have to go, and then go to the YMCA.
My car would be like Taj Mahal car. It'd be pimped out. It'd have, it would have blinds you could pull.
Oh, yeah. Totally. You'd have a gas burner.
Have a little TV.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. Your tablet set up. Uh-huh. Where is our tablet?
I have no idea.
You used it all the time.
I used it.
You lost it.
I may have misplaced it.
Oh, you lost it.
In this house somewhere.
I haven't seen it for a really long time.
I know. We have cleaned the house quite a bit. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll look for it.
Yeah.
Would you like me to do that?
Yeah.
I'll look for it.
You should have it down here.
It would work for music. It would be ideal for music.
Is it already down here?
I don't know. Did you bring it down here? It would be great for music because then I wouldn't have to use my phone.
Right.
Which doesn't bother me to use the phone, but at the same time.
It is not over here.
All right. Well, we'll have to dig that out.
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to have to find it.
Anyways, good for that guy letting the homeless people come live in his car dealership. He even got porta potties and stuff for him. He's giving them blankets.
That's real,
cold.
Real good. That's real great.
Giving them money.
That's real nice.
Granola bars.
I like it when people are real friendly to other people.
Fine. I come to you with lists on scrap paper of things to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just talk so much. Like, you said so many words.
What's this podcast about?
I don't know.
Talking. It's about talking, Shayna. Would somebody tell me what this podcast is about?
I don't know, because sometimes I feel like I should listen back to it.
I agree. You say some really smart things.
Do I?
Oh, my God. Tell us what you told Joe the other day. He's like, oh, shit, I'm sad. Oh. My life just isn't going the way I want it to. What could I have a person like you? That's the question.
That is crier and therapist confidentiality.
That's true. Do you know what?
No,
you have integrity.
You can't divulge that. Everybody's stuff out, you know? Unless it's funny. Then,
it's fair game.
But if it's serious, no way, man. You got to keep that.
You come over here with anal fissures, she's telling everybody about it. Because that shit's funny.
And I'm probably going to want to look at it.
Yeah, that's probably true. I just think that you have all this knowledge that you just are unaware of.
I know. Like I told you that after I talked with Joe. Mm-hmm. I thought, man, I do say some good things.
Yep.
Sometimes I say some really good things.
Sometimes you do.
It's interesting.
So what are
you
going to do about it?
I don't know.
Start charging?
Oh, yeah.
After the first 5 minutes, you need to just put your hand up and go, do you got any cash? We're going to keep this conversation
That's
going.
That's right. Let's get on the wish
list. I'm
going to
need some cash.
If not,
you could pour me a drink.
Yeah, right?
We got KA69 in the house.
Yeah.
Nope, they're gone. Hey, thanks for popping by. I hope they followed us.
In and out.
Wasn't that Wayne's World?
It was. This is just a dream.
This is not happening to
you. These are not the people you're looking for.
Bill Cosby's famous last words. This is not happening to you.
Right. This is just a dream.
Just go to sleep. Okay, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
We're going to have a party.
We're going to have so many parties.
We're going to go on location. We're going to have everything. Did someone just walk
by? Are we doing the location month or next month?
Well, I haven't nailed it down with the garlic knot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't nailed it down. We're going to do a Sunday afternoon
hangout
at the garlic knot at Wash Park.
Right. We should do that sooner than later.
I agree. You're the busy mama.
Well, we should maybe this Sunday.
Maybe this Sunday.
I'll have to check and see.
Maybe next Sunday.
Right. But we'll get it on the books. Maybe a week out or so, so we can tell people and they can listen and they can want to come.
Yeah. Right. I can set it up maybe for the following.
Right.
And then after that, we can do that. And okay. That'll be great, man. It'll be garlic. That'd be raining garlic knots.
It'll be so garlicky.
Yeah. It'll be the garlic podcast.
I love it. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
What's going on?
It's really great.
You've just been swallowed. Can't you tell?
I love it. Well, this was very informational.
This is a good podcast. This is really the kind of things that we need to be doing. Yeah. Fun, lively, you know, maybe
everyday
borderline
life.
On hysteria.
Well, I feel like I am doing that right now.
Because of the coronavirus fear-mongering that's going on
right now. Oh, we should
do
something for the people that joined the race.
Oh, we should have a party.
You know what? I don't think that podcast is going to happen. I have a podcast scheduled that afternoon, and I don't think it's going to happen. So
we just come all back to our house.
We could do something.
What
all
do you
right,
think of that,
D.A. Joe? Talk about it. We will have to talk about
it. Your boyfriend's calling.
With you. Scam. Likely.
Scam Likely's calling. Uh-huh. Mr. Likely.
Yeah.
Huh?
Thanks.
Yeah. I agree. We will have a party with everyone who joins the team for the Stampede, for the Shamrock Stampede.
Absolutely.
Because it's going to be a party there. It's
right.
It's going to be beers. And
right.
There's going to be bands. And it's going to be a good old time. And so we might as well join and put everybody together and party
only
afterwards.
Only the joiners. Join people.
Oh, yeah.
Come
only
out.
The joiners.
Especially now that the St. Patrick's Day Parade has been canceled.
Yeah.
Like, you might as well go do something good.
That I should post that.
Yep.
Since you're not going to get to go do that, come celebrate with us in Castle Rock.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a parade.
Yeah.
We're just all walking.
Yeah. I saw the little, like, medal you get.
Yeah.
It's pretty cute.
Oh, really? The award?
Well, I saw one. Maybe it was last year's or something. But, yeah, it's pretty cute.
All right. And that's worth it right there.
Absolutely.
I'll put it right next to my Bike MS awards.
Yep. And it's for a good cause. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Get out and support your local people.
All the money goes to organizations that help our first responders and our veterans deal with PTSD.
Yes.
That help them.
Money goes to
that.
A good cause.
Good
yep,
cause.
Absolutely. I just joined another fashion show today.
Oh, shit. ShamrockStampede.com. That one, I'm coming back to that.
Okay.
I'm coming back to that. ShamrockStampede.com. You go there to register. Use the promo code ShamrockRun. Shamrock Run. We will be there. Marlin's going to be there. Dina Joe joined the Everything Swallow team. We are doing the slowest wave that does not have strollers in it. Because nobody wants to take a stroller to the Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
And I mean, and those kids can't be trusted.
Right.
and so do that. Now, Shayna has her fashion show coming up on that first week of April.
Yes.
Starting on the 5th.
Yes.
But I just was informed there is another fashion show you've joined.
I did.
What is this fashion show? And you, why are you telling me about it now?
Well, I forgot.
I forgot.
All right. Well, the other one.
I wish I had a record scratch sound right now.
What are you doing?
All right. So what kind of fashion show? Tell me about
it. It is going to be, I believe it's for Make-A-Wish.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. That's why I did it.
Well, it's for a good cause.
Yeah. But okay. I just got the information, so I will get more information and talk about it tomorrow. But I'm pretty sure that is the organization it is for.
So you just kind of spoke prematurely.
Yeah.
It happens.
Well, I told her today I would do it, so that's as far in as I am.
Okay.
Okay.
And so you don't know.
So we'll bring
else
it up. It'll be super fun.
So the thing is right now, the Shamrock Stampede.
Right.
That's where we're putting
that's
our focus.
That's what we're doing, yep.
We want to have the largest team.
Yeah.
So please join the team. I don't know how big the teams normally get, but I want ours to be, you know, in the hundreds.
Right.
If
that'd
at
be
all
fun.
Possible. That would be great.
That'd be super fun.
I will be singing the national anthem.
Even if you
anthem.
Don't join our team and you know we're there, come and say hi.
Oh, totally. If you're on another team, yeah exactly.
Come
you better
and
come
hang
say
out
hi to us.
And be like, what's up,
yeah.
people?
Yep. We will all be in green. You better green up.
Green your ass up.
That is right. Team Everything Swallow. Thank
there
you, Dina Joe, for reminding me to say the team name.
Yes.
Team Everything Swallow. It's easy to find.
That's it.
That was it.
Yeah.
And then if you join our team, the whole team is coming back to our house.
What?
That's what you just said.
No, I didn't. I didn't just say that. That's what you just said. Dina Joe said we should do something. I said, yes, we should, because we don't have the podcast that night.
Oh,
But we're not having 100 people back to our house.
All right.
I have a fashion show.
Only 50 of you.
So sorry, Charlie.
So suck an egg.
Yeah.
We'll
do something else.
Go to the backyard.
We'll do something else.
Wow.
We'll talk about that. Maybe not on the podcast.
You shut that down fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got stuff to do.
Hi, Paul.
I have 6-7 dress forms in my workroom, living room area.
Okay.
They all
okay.
have projects.
We won't dance with your dress form.
That's what you always
I'll
say.
I'll stop hugging your dress form, Shayna, again. Jeez.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
They love me.
Yeah, I know.
Especially Suzanne.
It's funny, sometimes in the morning, like when it's dark and you leave. Ooh.
What do you do with the dress form?
Nothing, but you just like, there's just people everywhere.
There's just people standing around.
There's just headless people everywhere. Yeah. Some of the lights off, you're like, oh. Hi, guys. Just a group of people standing over there.
Huh. Do you talk to them?
No.
You don't ever talk to your dress forms?
No. I stab them with needles. I don't talk to them.
But like in the morning when you don't come down and you're like, all right,
hi,
girls,
ladies.
Let's make some stuff today.
No.
I'm going to dress you up nice over there.
No.
Stuff like that. Anything? I don't know. I would.
No.
But I talk to everything. You know what I mean?
I talk to everything too, but I haven't started talking to them yet.
We need a
I
mannequin.
Think when I get to that point, it might be a little.
We need a mannequin.
Too far.
If they had a
I
face.
Do need him. I do need several mannequins.
If they had heads, I bet you'd talk to them.
The mannequins will come with the store that I'm going to get.
You're getting a store?
Yeah, I'm probably going to have a shop.
You need a shop.
I know. Bad.
Yeah, because you would be a good shopkeeper.
And I have so much stuff.
You have a whole shop upstairs.
Yeah, our whole house.
So that brings us to this. If you would like to buy or purchase or commission a Halloween costume or any kind of an outfit, you should email us.
Yeah, I don't do wedding dresses.
No. Unless they're kind of cool, like sundresses or something.
Simple, maybe.
Non-traditional.
But not a couture wedding dress, no thanks.
Yeah, no traditional wedding.
Yeah.
No.
Anyways, that's all.
Well, how do they reach us?
EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com. That is how you can reach us. Email us. Send us something. Anything. A fun little note. Anything you want.
If you have any advice.
You want to come on the show? Have any questions for us? Let us know.
Yeah.
Need advice from us? Send it in.
That's right.
We'll talk about it right here on the podcast. Get the whole group census on it.
That's exactly right. This is an open door policy at this podcast, as long as you email first.
Absolutely.
Everyone's welcome to come, and you can come smoke joints right here on our podcast if you want. Chaco.
That's right. We do that down here, too.
That's the basement of fun.
Yeah.
Well, happy cough, cough, coronavirus Tuesday, everyone.
Make sure you wash your hands.
Wash them well. I guess you're supposed to sing happy birthday.
Cough into your elbow.
Don't cough into someone else's elbow. I did that at work today, and it was awkward.
Don't cough into somebody else's mouth. That's really awkward.
That is weird. Yeah. Cover your mouth.
Cover your mouth.
All right, That's keep your right. mouth to yourself, I guess is the story.
Absolutely. We'll see you on hump day.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow's hump day.
Hump, hump.
This week is humping by.
Shh. Don't talk about it. I have got so much stuff I have to get done this week. I'm going to try to make like 12 things this week.
Well, I'm invisible.
I've already made two today.
All I'm going to try is just make you meals.
Thank you.
Yep. I'll go up and do that now. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Don't forget to find the wish list on Facebook. Go follow us on Facebook.
Yes.
The Swallow.
Follow the Swallow.
The Swallow Nation. Go to Swallow Nation on Facebook. Join the group.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be part of a very exclusive community of over 1,100 members.
Oh, very fun.
I mean, that may not sound big, but how many friends you got? Goodbye.
Goodbye, people. I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.